guy.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
You've made a serious investment in protecting yourself and your family. You've purchased the gun, the ammunition, the training, and even secured a license to carry in your state. You know the Constitution and don't believe you should have to pay for a right that you already have, as written in the Second Amendment, but you are law-abiding. Now you are considering the legal defense options you should have if you ever have to use a firearm. Self-Defense Fund is a comprehensive litigation membership backing you on appeals, legal expenses, court costs, and more. Up to $1 million per incident and unlimited attorney costs per member. Discover selfdefensefund.com for yourself. Any weapon, any state, any time.
Herbs have been used by people since the dawn of time. When Rockefeller introduced allopathic medicine, many herbal remedies fell by the wayside as people put their faith in prescription pills and the world just gets sicker. Here at Heathen Herbs, we look to the past and to nature for answers. We offer tinctures, magnesium skin cream, lip balm, tooth powder, colloidal silver throat spray, and more. Check us out at heathenherbs.com.
Rampant hacking, identity theft, mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to Season 6 of the Firearm Trainer Podcast, Episode 1, published on September 5th, 2023. We are part of the ConcealedCarry.com network of podcasts and now in our sixth season. For the first episode of Season 6, we'll be talking with Chris Lyles on how he turned around his training business recently. Sit back and relax for this week's interesting episode designed to help your training business. This episode is also brought to you by our friends at the FTA, the Firearms Trainers Association. Visit their website at ftaprotect.com to learn more about their instructor coverage offer and their competitive pricing. All certified instructors can apply for FTA coverage. Listeners of this podcast can receive 10% off from your policy by entering promo code FTP10 at checkout. This episode is brought to you by Palm Pepper Spray. Palm has been an innovator in pepper spray technologies for several generations and continues to deliver the best formula and the best delivery system. Palm sells inert, water-filled units for instructors to utilize in training scenarios to help students understand the delivery system and train for those defensive scenarios. Palm is available in belt clip, keychain, and snap quick release systems. Palm is the smallest half-ounce personal carry unit available on the market. Palm's flip-top dispensing system raises the standard for performance and safety with the strongest legal formula in 10 seconds of continuous spray or 20 half-second burst. Learn more and buy your unit at palmpepperspray.com. We bring this podcast support to the industry, the Second Amendment, and most importantly, every firearm instructor in America that dedicates time and energy into making gun owners more knowledgeable. Today, we're joined by Chris Lyles from South Carolina Gun School. Welcome, Chris, and thank you for taking your time to be on the podcast tonight.
Hey, thank you for having me, man. I really appreciate it. I always enjoy doing these. They're always fun. I always have a good time with them, so it is much appreciated, man.
Definitely. And you and I happened to do the Kevin Dixie Train and Learn event out in St. Louis this Memorial Day weekend, which was a lot of fun, too. I got to go along and practice my somersaults. So that was a lot of fun.
Hey, it was a good time, man. I'm glad you were okay. That was the main thing. Is I'm glad you were okay, because I've seen some people take some tumbles like that and it not be good. So it was really good that you were able to bounce up and get right back into it.
Football and wrestling taught me a lot of stuff about how to fall. So that was good.
Exactly. Yep, that's for sure. Good Those stuff. Will definitely do it.
Well, Chris, before we jump into the questions I have tonight for you, can you give our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do in the 2A industry?
So, yes. Again, Chris Lyles. I own and operate South Carolina Gun School. We're located in a small little town called Easley. It's right around, if anybody's familiar with Clemson University, that's what I'm pretty much close to. It's about 15, 20 minutes up the road. But we do permit classes. Pistol, rifle, shotgun, do some vehicle stuff. I've got some seminars where I teach mindset, situational awareness. Also, we talk about how to handle yourself after you've had to use something in self-defense, kind of how to talk with 911, how to deal with law enforcement, everything. I've worked with church groups getting safety teams set up, working with some that are safety teams that are already set up, but just letting them see how they can work together, creating that chain of command and everything. I've done a few speaking events, travel with the classes as well, too. I've gone up to Minnesota to Clayton's place and helped him with a fundraiser, taught a class up there. I've done traveled within the state here, some into Georgia, around with Kevin Dixie. And then I've also gone into North Carolina as well, too. So we do a little bit of everything, just really trying to get people more comfortable and confident with their firearm. And then the seminars are also geared toward if you don't want a firearm, but you want to be able to understand, you know, what to look for as far as body language, facial expressions, and how to deal and interact and de-escalate and stuff like that. Now, I don't get too much into the hand-to-hand, but we do go over some very simple techniques that will be able to get you out of a violent situation and help you get to safety.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Good. Broad background there. And that's one of the things we like about our guests, so we can pick your mind about topics. And tonight we're going to go along and talk about probably a little disappointing to begin with, but you know, your business is kind of on the ropes 18 months ago. And in the last 18 months, you've really been able to go along and bounce back good. Could you tell us how bad was it 18 months ago when you started to, you know, do the revitalization?
It was slow. You know, the economy and everything had really slowed down. It was a struggle, you know. There were times where I kind of questioned, you know, is this something I still need to be doing? But even it wasn't as bad as it was, you know, a couple of years ago, because that's when it was a real struggle, because I had a lot of people that were trying to get me shut down. They actually had me shut down for about 3 months, and it was all zoning and legal bureaucratic BS that I had to deal with, but made it through that. And I mean, honestly, it was the first train and learn that kind of helped really initially start everything, was that very first train and learn. Because at that time I was pretty much ready to almost shut my doors, just tired of dealing with everything. My father, it had been a year since he had passed away, so I was kind of in a little bit of a low point. But I met Kevin, train and learn, really turned things around, put a fire in my rear end. And then, you know, everything was going good. And then, of course, you know, after the pandemic was done and over, it kind of really slowed back down. And just having to really kind of revamp how I was marketing. You know, I started with my registration. When people would register, I'd put down how I had a question on there, how you found out about me. And I started using that to really see where a lot of people were finding me, because there, for a while, it was Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and then Google. And now I've seen it kind of totally flip-flop to where it's Google, YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. So I've started doing a little bit more with Google as far as advertising there, since that's where a lot of the registrations were showing that things were coming from. And then really started pushing the social media stuff, because that was still, I was still trying to figure things out when I took this over, as far as how to use the social media stuff. That was new to me. So again, a lot of stuff I picked up from Train and Learn to help me better utilize Instagram and Facebook and YouTube as well too.
Yeah, you said that S word, which all of us in the 2A community knows it can be very difficult to navigate social media. And that's where it gets tough. You know, the wrong picture on Facebook and you get in Facebook jail, the wrong video, or they change the standards on a video and all of a sudden you can have a bunch of videos flagged on YouTube, Instagram, similar type of thing. How did you go along and navigate those shifting sands when it comes to social media, to where, you know, one day you can do this, the next day they don't like it, or, you know, even how did you take care of those when you get flagged saying something's not correct?
Some of those I ran into, especially when I was doing ads. You know, they would reject the ad because it was related to firearms, but I'd already had a bunch of other ads that had been approved before that. So using those as an example to when I would dispute this stuff, it was able to get put back up there. And then also utilizing people I had met through the industry, whether it be SHOT Show or even Train and Learn, and especially ones that were deeper into the social media stuff than what I was, being able to reach out to them as a resource. KD's definitely helped me with that. Ken Scott's helped me with it. Rob Pincus has helped me with it. Do you remember Jay that was working one of the cameras at Train and Learn this year?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So he's been a very big help with the social media stuff and also editing the videos and stuff like that. He has been a huge, huge resource. So that's why I tell people, if you think these events aren't there, they're not there just for you to go and look at what's cool and what's new. I mean, that is a great thing, but they are really there for you to go and network and be able to have resources that you can reach out to. And that's definitely been a huge, huge benefit right there. Because yes, mm-hmm. the social media has been a struggle, but within the last year, I've really kind of started picking up what I need to post, when I need to post, you know, how often I need to post. Just like with YouTube, you know, I was just doing like one video a week and everybody was like, no, you need to be doing at least 2 to 3 videos a week. So having to sit down and kind of revamp my schedule, so I allot time to be able to film the videos, edit the videos, do marketing, set up classes, teach classes and things like that. So I definitely see what Amari's talking about now, where he was talking about having an assistant, but I'm just right now, all the funds just aren't there where I can pay somebody. So just kind of have to deal with it and ride the wave as it comes.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully you'll continue to grow and you'll be able to hire that, you know, high school, whiz kid or, a college intern, something else like that could help, with the marketing.
Well, the other thing is my brother, he's gotten more into it. You know, he was there with me at Train and Learn, this year, and he was there with me last year, and seeing where he's come from to where he's at now. So we've been talking and stuff. So we're going to be doing the USCCA, pistol instructor certification with Kevin in July or August, I think July. And I'm going to bring him on as another instructor because that way we can kind of start doubling up and being able to offer a little bit more instead of it just being me. You mm-hmm. know, now if I've got somebody that wants a travel class, but the same day I've got a permit class, now I can let my brother teach the permit class while I go and do the travel class or vice versa, whatever we've got going on. So mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a big benefit right there.
Yeah. Plus it opens up the door to all the additional courses that the USCCA has that you can learn, he can learn, and then you can offer, first aid, countering mass shooter threat, the women's handgun self-defense course, even the children's course and their AR-15 course. They're getting quite a good catalog of quality courses out there.
Yes, they've got a great catalog. I've been wanting to switch from, because I started out with the NRA instructor certification because when I got into it, they didn't really tell me that we just had to have any nationally recognized pistol certification, instructor certification. Everybody was pretty much like, it's got to be NRA. So nothing against the NRA. I think USCCA's curriculum is a little more up to date, a little bit more realistic when it comes to real life situations. I think NRA stuff is, to me, a little bit more kind of competition style. It's still teaching you how to shoot the gun and all the fundamentals and stuff, but USCCA has a little bit more realistic to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the course is built from the ground up as a concealed carry course versus being a competition bullseye course that the NRA is, very good, good materials. But at the same time, it doesn't quite go into the depth that you need for, a concealed carry permit course for, because you really do need to know what to tell the police after a violent encounter. You really need to realize what you're going to feel like and go through after a violent encounter. So it's, important, those types of things, to get your students that information. So I understand completely. I went the same route when it comes to NRA and then USCCA.
Yeah, it goes back to what, you hear a lot of people say is more people talk themselves into jail than they do out of jail. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more mindset to it than what people think.
Definitely. Definitely. What did you, what have you done as far as when it comes to partnerships and things like that with, as you've grown over the last couple of years?
So we've got, the real big one is this one that Clayton and I are doing in August. We're going to be doing a combined medical and handgun class down at KD's place, the Greenwood Project. So it'll be exciting to finally get in there and see what all he's done and everything. Mm-hmm. Last year I went and helped him with a fundraiser up in Minnesota. We were raising money for someone that had cancer. Medical bills that can build up and everything. So we did a kind of mixture. He had someone come in and teach some skeet and clay stuff. I taught handgun. We did a silent auction and all kind of great stuff to help raise money there. And then being able to come in and work with affiliates like Kevin Dixie. He's brought me on as an affiliate for No Other Choice. Then I worked with Core Essential to become an affiliate with them. Because their belts are some of the best on the market, and that was really something that just kind of, it didn't start out as being where I was looking for an affiliateship or anything like that. I was just kind of joking around in one of the videos I did. I reviewed their EDC belt, was it's kind of like, hey, you send me another belt, I'll be glad to test it out and do a review. And then 3 days later, I get a letter, an email from the CEO asking me for my address. He sends me a belt, test it out. Then later that year, they were looking at releasing their battle belt. I wanted to kind of get my hands on a little bit and went out to SHOT Show. And that was one of my big goals going out to SHOT Show, was to go and actually meet face to face, because everything we had done had been through emails and phone calls. So actually being able to meet him face to face and sit down and talk business and everything, and worked out an affiliate program, and, you know, maybe it'll grow into a sponsorship and we'll just see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Every large oak tree begins with a small acorn.
That is very true, man.
You start out and you know, care for the relationship. You make sure that it's a win-win type of thing, and you never know where things might go to. You know, it might be a small oak. It might be a very tall oak.
And the other thing is I train and learn really helps me be able to understand how to talk to these companies. That's another great thing about, you know, going to train and learn, is you're able to learn how to talk to these companies and, you know, what to say, what not to say. And, you know, don't be that person of just going in there and, hey, I want a free belt. Hey, I want free this or free that. Understanding how you need to talk to them, how you need to position yourself, and really how you need to sell yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Back in season 5, episode 19, we had Patrick Collins on, and he talked about the recap of it. Those are some of the things that were really, really good takeaways, I think, even for me. And I think the other thing that really struck home when Kevin Dixie started talking about who the VIPs are. You know, we think about, you know, Kevin Dixie or like a Tony Simon, you know, big names that we know in the industry, Rob Pincus, are quote unquote VIPs, but he actually, you know, Kevin or KD turned things around to where the VIPs really are the people that are listening, the people that are watching our videos, because they're the ones that we're making all this stuff for. I mean, yeah, everybody knows who Rob Pincus is and Jerry Michalak is, those, not say nobody knows who they are, but the people that are really watching and really have the ability to help us grow, those are the people that are the truck drivers, they're the food service workers, they're people that are, you know, working every day, and they are listening, you know, or watching, you know, on the breaks or as we're driving to and from work, those types of things. And that's where we need to make sure we're targeting what we're doing, not for, you know, not to go along and emulate somebody who's super big, but do our audience that we're attracting. And that was a really big takeaway that I took away from it.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was the first time he had done something like that. We hadn't had something like that in the previous training learns. And yeah, like you said, that's who really our VIPs are, the ones that are sitting there scrolling through YouTube, searching YouTube for, you know, how do I draw my gun, or what kind of holster to get, or, you know, what's the best gun for EDC? What's the best gun to learn to fight with? And yeah, that was just an awesome, awesome thing he did right there. And that's one thing that has continued to impress me with what he does with Train and Learn, is every single year it is better. And it's, you've always got different speakers, different instructors. It's not the same material over and over again. So he has done an excellent job with that. Yes, those VIPs this year were top notch.
I agree. And for the price, you couldn't beat it. I mean, I paid for my hotel, my gas to get out there, and the Train and Learn. He took care of the meals. He took care of all that kind of stuff. Well, breakfast was taken care of by the hotel that I booked, but it was very economical when you think about what you could have spent if you had to go out to dinner after a full day, or had to go out and buy lunch, you know, take a break, doing those kind of things. So yeah, KD's got a winner there, and 2024 will be in Atlanta. So it'll be closer to you, probably about the same distance for me, driving there. And I'm hoping Bill make it again. And I'd honestly would encourage everybody listening to check out Train to Learn 2024, because, if you haven't gotten the point yet, I really enjoyed myself. This is probably the fourth or fifth podcast where I've talked about what we've learned at the Train and Learn, and the VIP was a really big takeaway for me. And yeah, highly recommend Train and Learn. Learned a lot.
If you're in this industry, and I like what he uses, not the Second Amendment industry, but the freedom industry. If you're in the freedom industry, this is the event to me out of all events that should be number one on the list because of the cost of what you're getting out of it. Because to me, Friday, and every one of them, by the time I'm done Friday evening, I'm like, okay, I'm good. Let's go. I'm ready. Let's go home. Mm-hmm. But there's so much more outside. You're learning marketing and how to use social media and how to talk to businesses to work affiliates and sponsorships and how to become a better instructor, being able to see how other people teach and stuff. And if you're in this industry or wanting to get into this industry, that is the event to be at. The downside with next year is there's a big chance, or I shouldn't say a big chance, a slight chance I might not be able to make it because my daughter graduates next year and graduation usually falls on that weekend. But they're changing the school year around, so I'm hoping that it's going to be a week before. We're just going to have to kind of wait until beginning of the next year in August when they start back and see how all that plays out. I'm hoping, if anything, I can at least get down there maybe Saturday or Sunday and catch some of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely would agree with that. And here's one of the big pluses that I don't think we've talked about yet about the Train and Learn event is there's a whole lot of like-minded individuals that are going there trying to find out how to be the best influencer, the best instructor, the best, spokesperson for different companies. And it's great. You know, I mentioned yourself, Chris, as well as a whole lot of other people. And that's one of those things that's really great when you're able to expand your reach and find people that are just like you, just in a different part of the country that you can bounce ideas off of, or in your case, you know, hey, what did you do? You know, in order to build things back, because, you know, there is no magic pill to say, poof, you know, tomorrow you're a super success, but can you go along and take, you know, small bites at this and build your social media following? And all of a sudden, before you know it, you look back and it's like, wow, I've got how many followers? Great event.
Definitely. It's a lot that has grown from what I've learned, implementing what I've learned at those events. And I mean, if it wasn't for, you know, that, I wouldn't be able to have people like Rob Pincus come into my place and teach a class, or Ken Scott or Kevin Dixie, or, you know, he hasn't been one, but Chris Moyer, I've had him come in and teach. Instructor Z's came out and taught at my place. So that's all because of stuff I've learned at Train and Learn and people I've met at Train and Learn. And, you know, Clayton and I are always in contact with each other, bouncing ideas. Pivotal Defense is his place. We're always bouncing ideas off of each other. You know, KD's always reaching out to me, checking on me and stuff. You know, I'll reach out to him with questions, reach out to Kim Scott with questions and stuff. So just the networking that you're able to do. So you've got resources to reach out to instead of sitting here trying to bang your head against the wall and figure things out. You've got people you can reach out to. And now, you know, I've even talked with Amari some since then, and some of the marketing stuff that he's been sending out with those confidential briefings and questions I've had around him, and being able to talk with him and everything, it's just been absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, Mario was a great one to see in person. Had him on the podcast probably 2 years ago. But again, you see people, video camera, Zoom, and then you talk to them, but you don't really spend a whole lot of time. I got to spend three days with Mario, and that was good time. Had some good conversations.
Yes, some great conversations with him. It seemed like everywhere he was, there was always a great conversation going on, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, hey, Chris, since you are episode one of season six, you're going to get the first question for season six for our guests. And it's a deep one, but what do you want people to remember you for after you pass away?
Yeah, you know, sometimes answering something like this, you almost sound conceited, but I mean, I just want to be remembered as honestly just being a good person and a good teacher. I don't really want to say instructor because sometimes I feel that not demeans it, but just makes it sound too technical. Because I think teaching or coaching sounds a little better, you know, because everybody, I mean, I know what I look like. It's just funny when people come in, everybody's like, we get done with whatever class it might be, and seeing, you know, some of the people are like, oh, you're nothing like I thought you would be. And I'm like, what'd you think I was going to be? But I'm not going to say, you know, my younger days, I was hot-headed and stuff. You know, I was quick to act. I've definitely learned a lot as I've gotten older, and then having a family and kids and stuff, it makes you think twice about some of the stuff that you wouldn't think twice about when you were younger. But I think that's the biggest thing is just, you know, I want people to remember you as a good person. Now, is everybody going to remember me as a good person? Probably not, but I try to do my best.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good one, because if you're a good person, people remember a lot about you.
So. Yeah, I don't want, you know, some people might, you know, I want to be remembered. I'm not necessarily a good shooter, but just a good person all around. I want to be able to just help people feel comfortable and confident with being able to defend themselves, not just use a gun, but just have the confidence and the knowledge to make sure you're making the right decision when that self-defense situation happens. Mm-hmm. And some people, that's getting them to understand that just avoiding the situation sometimes is the best decision to make. You know, I tell people this all the time. I didn't get into this because I want you to be a vigilante. I got into this because I want you to make the right decision, whether it be, all right, I need to just walk away, or, all right, it's time for me to pull my gun out and handle business.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Well, that's good. Well, Chris, where can people find more out about the teachers or the classes you're teaching and the places where you're going to be at?
So scgunschool.com is my website. That has my calendar, any special events that I'm doing, whether I'm traveling or doing partner events. I've got that on my website as well. It's also in my calendar. I've got all my class descriptions there so people can go in and see what each class is and what we're going to be learning. I also have a frequently asked questions page. I've got a page that talks about laws, reciprocity, and stuff like that. So you can find a lot of information right there on my website. Of course, my YouTube page, I've got that's South Carolina Gun School, or you can search at Tactical Santa. That's kind of the nickname that I've picked up in the industry. Tactical is spelled with K's, not C's, because I had to be the oddball and wanted to be different, stand out. So I figured I'd throw some K's in there. Mm-hmm. But I've got instructional videos around slings and draw strokes and gear reviews, gun reviews, legal stuff, reciprocity. And that's really what I was trying to build that YouTube page around, is education and make sure people understand what they can and can't do, where they can and can't go and stuff. Instagram, Twitter is at Tactical Santa. Facebook is SC Gun School. And I'll be honest, I do a little bit more with Instagram, Twitter, or Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. I'm just now starting to actually use Twitter a little bit more than for what it's used for. A lot of it was just tagging stuff from Instagram, but I'm trying to separate all that stuff so everybody gets something a little different from each platform.
That's good. I'll include links to those in the show notes, and then people can go along and visit them and check out what you're doing. So
thank you.
Really appreciate your time tonight, Chris. Wish you good luck as we all try to expand our business and figure out how we work in the social media realm of things, and also helping our students be the best students they can, make the best decisions for themselves. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, man. Again, thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure. You know, I really enjoyed it.
No problem. Have a good one.
You too, man.
That's a wrap for the first episode of season 6. Amazing how fast time flies. Hope you found the information Chris shared to be helpful in your training business. Because of our listeners, this podcast is ranked in the top 2% worldwide. To help us get more exposure, don't forget to give us a review on your favorite podcast app. This helps other instructors find us and take advantage of our content. If you're searching for information to help your business, don't forget to use our website and search all the episodes there. Just go to www.firearmtrainerpodcast.com and search in the upper right-hand corner. If you have questions or suggestions for me, you can reach me from the website by entering comments or by email at ftp@concealedcarry.com. Visit our sponsors, especially the Firearm Trainers Association at ftaprotect.com. Remember all the work you've gone into building your business, getting certified. Make sure you got the best coverage around with the FTA. And remember, as a listener of our podcast, you get 10% off by using promo code FTP10 at checkout. We bring this podcast to support the industry, the Second Amendment, and most importantly, every firearm instructor in America that dedicates time and energy into making gun owners more knowledgeable. Stay safe out there, everyone.
Concealed Carry Inc. and ConcealedCarry.com strives to share helpful information and education about gun-related topics, training tips, and other things that may potentially have legal implications for its listeners. The information contained in this podcast is intended in good faith, but it is important to understand that laws vary from place to place, and we encourage listeners to seek local legal advice to understand laws that apply to them. Nothing in this podcast should be misconstrued as legal advice or counsel.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
I meant what I fucking said. Now I got a bunch of people asking me, oh, what are we going to do? What should we do? Educate yourself. Spread the word. The United Nations has just declared war on the truth. They're telling you outright, if you speak up, you're a conspiracy theorist. Shouldn't be believed. Should be approached in a certain fashion. The authorities should be contacted and all kinds of neat shit. Do they want war? Arm yourself with facts. Get out there and start telling the people. You don't want to do it on social media? Do it in person. Do it on the telephone. Do it like we used to do, standing around on a street corner having a coffee. Do you know who your enemy is? The World Economic Forum? 51 years they've been working at this. They've been planning and scheming, working as hard as they can. And now, here we are. Klaus Schwab has admitted that for over 45 years, they've been working directly with the CCP. Now here we are in Canada and the U.S. We got 5G. Military-grade 5G technology right across the country. Where did it come from? Who owns that technology? And what's going to happen when they don't like us? Get to know your enemy. Get to know the facts. Speak the fuck up. Be a warrior. That's what we need to do instead of following Marcus like a bunch of fucking sheep.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hold on right there, my friend. That's very interesting and giving you a little bit of background on our featured guest for the evening, Stefan Brockes of Arctos Media and Europa Terra Nostra. A little bit of background on who he is and what his story is, and we'll be back with
hey
more
there,
next.
PPC family.
This is James Edwards, your host of The Political Cesspool. Folks, I want you to subscribe to the American Free Press, America's last real newspaper. Against all odds, AFP has and continues to publish a populist, independent print newspaper with an unparalleled track record. Founded by a dedicated group of experienced patriots, AFP pulls no punches and tackles the most controversial and pressing issues facing America from an America First perspective. I've worked with the American Free Press since even before the beginning of TPC. Now that's something. You can subscribe to the print edition by visiting AmericanFreePress.net today or simply pick up a handy digital edition subscription. However you do it, subscribe to the American Free Press, America's last real newspaper, by visiting AmericanFreePress.net or by calling 1-888-699-NEWS, AmericanFreePress.net.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.